This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The shofar sounds, a piercing call across the generations. Yahuwah is moving. He is dismantling the strongholds of Edom, exposing the architects of deception, and gathering his scattered people. The judgments fall, a cascade of consequence upon a nation steeped in ancient enmity, as Obadiah foretold. They build their towers of control, they orchestrate conflict, they poison the nations with manufactured remedies, but their efforts are futile. We see it in the unraveling, don't we? The erosion of national identity, the manipulation of systems designed to sustain life, the silencing of those who speak truth. These aren't isolated events. They are the death throes of a collapsing order, a Babylon built on lies and sustained by control. Yahuwah is removing the props, shaking the foundations, preparing the way for the restoration of his covenant people. The hand of destruction is revealed, as Yeshayahu 34 declares. Consider the reports flowing in from every corner of the globe. Manipulated food supplies, engineered scarcity, attempts to control what we consume. This isn't simply economic policy, friends. This is a weapon of war, a method of subjugation. Edom seeks to hold Israel dependent, vulnerable, fractured. They wish to dictate terms, even as their own judgment unfolds. They believe they can control the harvest, but they forget who owns the land. Yahuwah always provides a path forward. He calls us back to the ancient ways, to the principles of self-sufficiency and stewardship of the land. Remember the instructions given to our ancestors, etched in the heart of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 7 through 10. For Yahuwah your Elohim is bringing you into a land of good stone, of waters from springs and pits, of lands of wheat and barley, of vine and fig tree, of pomegranate and olive tree, a land of honey and rock. This isn't a promise of ease, but a call to responsibility, a call to remember the source of all provision. Edom offers dependency. Yahuwah offers abundance through diligent work and faithful obedience. They manufacture need. He empowers self-reliance. We are witnessing a return, not merely to the land geographically, though that is part of the promise, but a return to the principles that sustained our ancestors, a return to the storehouse of Zion, a return to understanding that true wealth isn't measured in fleeting currency, but in the bounty of the earth and the strength of covenant community. And this return isn't happening in a vacuum. It's unfolding amidst a spiritual battle. Reports are surfacing, data centers built to monitor and manipulate, tools designed for mental subjugation. This isn't about technology itself, but about the intent behind it. Edom seeks to control not just our bodies, but our minds. They attempt to sever the connection between Israel and the Ruach HaKodesh. Zechariah in chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, prophesies of a time when many will turn away from falsehood, when impurity will be purged. This isn't a passive process. It requires discernment. It requires separation. It requires a conscious rejection of the Babylonian systems that seek to enslave us. This is the heart of restoration. It's not simply about rebuilding structures, but rebuilding lives founded on covenant truth. It's about reclaiming our spiritual inheritance, about remembering who we are as Israel, the chosen people of Yahuwah. The instability continues to mount. Reports from the Strait of Hormuz, the escalating conflict in the Congo, the tensions rising against Persia, these aren't isolated incidents either. They echo the preconditions of the great and terrible day of Yahuwah, as Yah warned. The nations are stirring, the boundaries are shifting, and the stage is being set for a reckoning. Yirmiyahu in chapter 49, verse 3, speaks of Edom's arrogance, their boastful pride. They believe they are untouchable, invincible. But Yahuwah sees their wickedness, and he will bring them low. He will expose their deceit, and their dominion will crumble. This isn't a time for complacency. It's a time for vigilance. It's a time for preparation. It's a time to strengthen our communities, to cultivate self-sufficiency, and to deepen our relationship with Yahuwah. The harvest is at hand, but we must be ready to gather it. We must be willing to work the land to protect the fruit and to share the abundance with those in need. The storehouse of Zion is open. Will we enter? Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.